So as I was preparing for Mass, I almost put on red vestments. And then I remembered, oh yeah, that's Santa Claus. That St. Nicholas, who we celebrate today, was not martyred for his faith, but he was truly a living martyr. He was orphaned as a child, but was left a significant inheritance. And as is always the case, the poor and the wealthy live side by side. One of the most famous stories of him relates to a man who had three teenage daughters, and they were incredibly poor. And at that time, if you could not provide a dowry for your daughter, there was no possibility of her marrying and would perhaps have to move into a life of prostitution. St. Nicholas, hearing of the predicament of this family, in turn threw stockings of gold through the windows of the three daughters so that they could have the dowry that would allow them to marry. And as the dowry for the third daughter was thrown through the window, the father saw the young man and recognized who he was. But St. Nicholas said, "Do not tell anyone that I am the one who gave these gifts for your daughters." So the first thing we understand with this great man was his incredible generosity. And indeed, the tradition we have at Christmas to hang stockings comes from the story of St. Nicholas. But even more importantly was this man of faith. That St. Nicholas was a person who experienced the persecution of the world, that he was imprisoned during the worst of the persecutions that took place around the year 304 AD under the Emperor Diocletian. St. Nicholas was born around the year 380, and so in his mid-20s, he was imprisoned and experienced the terror of Diocletian. He became the Bishop of Myra, and after he had been released from jail, Constantine being the emperor, there was something that he now experienced that was not persecution from without, but the great tribulation from within. For you see, at that time in the church, once the church was established and free, for 125 years, they dealt with the issue of the nature of who Jesus Christ is. And two theologians from Egypt, one named Arius, the other named Athanasius, contended for a true definition of Christ. Arius was a bit of a whack job and not a very good theologian, but he was just this kind of person who had great personality, and he had a way of presenting some catchy little tunes that people caught on to. And the striking thing was that although not a good theologian, his influence went across the empire. And many people diminished who Jesus Christ truly is, but not St. Nicholas. He stood with St. Athanasius. And at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, we understand that he was there contending for the truth that Jesus Christ is true man and true God. For you see, Arius had diminished the divinity of Jesus Christ. This is an apocryphal story, but it's a fun story and it might be true, that St. Nicholas was so irritated by these heretics that he slapped a bishop in the face who was an Arian. And the other people at the council said, "Well, that's enough of Nicholas. Out, you're gone." But then the bishops, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, "No, we have to invite him back." And they did. And Nicholas continued to live as a faithful follower of Christ until his death around the year 342. One of the things that we know about Nicholas is the meaning of his name. Nikki is the Greek word for victory, and Laos is the Greek word for people. So Nicholas means the victory for the people. And when you think about his life, one who experienced the persecution of the world, the one who experienced the heresy within the church, and here was a man who stood faithfully for Jesus Christ. And that's the thing about the saints. They are like a Nicholas. They are those who stand for and with the people, so that we understand that our victory is not in the world. Our victory, in a sense, isn't even, so to speak, in the church. Our victory is in the person of Jesus Christ. And as St. Nicholas so clearly embodied in his life, he is one who not only heard the words of Jesus Christ, but he did the will of God. And at a time where the storms of persecution and the storms of heresy were all around, St. Nicholas was on the rock and he stood firm. In our lives, there's always the challenge of the world. The world always presses against us. And as you well know, the church is far from perfect. How easy it is to cower in the face of the world's opposition. How easy it is to become cynical in the face of the church's problems. But not St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas heard those words from Isaiah. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Never use the excuse that it's too hard to be a Christian because of what's going on in the world, or I don't know about the church because of what's going on within its doors. St. Nicholas would say, that is no excuse. We are called to witness to the faithfulness of Christ. And in doing that, we will share in the victory of the people. Saint Nicholas, pray for us.